My name is Taylor Caswell. I am the Director of the Governor's Office of Emergency Relief and Recovery, and I'll be facilitating today's meeting. The Gopher Legislative Advisory Board was created by Executive Order 2020-06. That order is publicly available on the Governor's website. Today's meeting is an official meeting of the Board, is open to the public, and will be run in a manner compliant with RSA 91A. As I mentioned, today's call is being recorded. Should you be a speaking participant and not wish to be recorded, you may disconnect now. The recording from today's meeting will be transcribed and posted on the Gopher webpage. Because the Board is meeting by phone under RSA 91A, there are a few initial logistics that we need to establish. First, each of us must state our names, where we are located, and who is with us in the room. I will begin. I'm Taylor Caswell, Director of Gopher, here in the Gopher office in Concord, with Deputy Director Lisa English and Hillary Ryan. Senator Susie.
I don't think Senator Susie is going to be on the call today, Taylor. I think she's talked to Senator Morse about that. He may have some better information, but I understand that she won't be on the call.
Okay. Noted. Thank you, Senator.
You're welcome.
Peter Shurtleff.
Steve Shurtleff. I'm at my residence in Penacook, and I am alone.
Senator Morse.
Chuck Morris, my office in Atkinson, and I am alone.
And Representative Hinch.
This is Dick Hinch. I'm in my office in Merrimack, and I am alone.
Senator D'Alessandro.
This is Senator D'Alessandro. I'm in my home in Manchester, and I am alone.
Thank you. Representative Wallner.
Mary Jane Wallner. I'm at my home in Concord, and I'm alone in the room, but my husband's in the house.
Okay. Senator Reagan.
Senator Reagan, I'm in my office by myself.
And Representative Hennessy.
This is Erin Hennessy. Good afternoon. I am home in Littleton, and I'm by myself.
Okay, thank you. As we move through our agenda today, each board member and anyone else speaking is asked to identify themselves before speaking. Should you choose to take any votes today, they must be done by roll call following the process we have just used. And finally, before we begin, please remember to use 5-star if you would like to ask a question. With that, I think we can get right into our agenda. The sole item for today is to discuss the remaining funding available through the coronavirus relief funds under Gopher. And so we'll give this update. I've got Lisa, our deputy director, here to answer any questions when we get to the completion of this. So, as you are all aware, last spring, New Hampshire received federal relief funds under the CARES Act. Included in these funds was $1.25 billion in funding under the Coronavirus Relief Fund. Over the course of the last several months, Gopher has worked with this advisory board, other partners and stakeholders, and Governor Sununu to identify need, develop programs to target COVID-related financial distress, and deploy resources quickly and efficiently. Today, we have funded at least 50 separate programs with CRF resources. Included as part of each of those efforts has been the work behind the scenes to operationalize solutions that meet federal guidelines, design program applications, construct review mechanisms, sometimes across multiple agencies, and then write the checks and ensure compliance on the use of those funds. Given the current December 30th deadline for deployment and utilization of CRF funds, we are now entering the last 60 days of the program, and it is an opportune time to provide an update on the state of the funds remaining. Given the expenditures that have been announced to date, the balance of unallocated funds currently stands at just about $1 million, but that is not the full story. Included in this figure are certain fund balances that have been reallocated. Those include the Connecting New Hampshire Emergency Broadband Expansion Program, a reallocated amount of $36 million. The New Hampshire General Assistance and Preservation, or GAP Fund, the reallocated amount is $9 million. Under the Main Street Relief Fund 1 and SELF program, reallocated amount of $15 million. And under the New Hampshire Agriculture COVID-19 Relief Fund Reserve, $3 million of reallocation. So turning toward the existing programs that have or will likely have remaining funds. While these figures are obviously estimates, we are highly confident that these figures reflect the remaining balance in each of these programs. It is also important to bear in mind that many of these estimates are applicable so long as the deadline for use of the funds remains December 30th, 2020. So the list of programs that will have or that have or will likely have remaining funds includes the reserve for the New Hampshire Food Bank grant at $2.5 million, the New Hampshire Housing Relief Program reserve of $15 million, the Main Street Relief Fund itself program of $1.5 million, and the Nonprofit Emergency Relief Fund of $18 million. And so lastly, there are a few other programs that may have balances, but given program deadlines, we are not yet confident enough in those potential remainders to include them in the list, but have instead provided dates on which we believe we will be able to have a confident estimate. So those programs are the Municipal and County Reimbursement Fund. We expect to have an estimate on the lapse for that program on November 15th. Under the First Responder Stipend Program, the COVID-19 Long-Term Care Stabilization Program was the stipends at December 1st. And the Community College System Tuition Assistance Program, also December 1st, and the Safe Scholars Program at December 15th. So, to conclude, the current balance with all of this taken into account is approximately $38 million in total remaining funds that would be available over approximately the next 60 days. So as I said, I've got our Deputy Director Lisa English here with me to help answer any questions that you might have on any of that. And I believe that we sent around a memo to each of you a little earlier today with a written description of what I just reviewed. So with that, I'm certainly happy to answer any questions or hear any comments from members of the board. Remember to hit star 5 if you'd like to ask a question. Well, I'm not seeing any questions.
I've got one. I've got my hand raised. Senator D'Alessandro.
I'm sorry, Senator. Go right ahead. I didn't see that.
Okay. Oh, thank you very much. I'm looking at the sheet that you've just gone through. Now, when you say reallocated monies in the amount of $63 million, are we sure that reallocation, those monies, will be spent by the 30th of December?
Yes, it's our intention to make sure that all resources are expended by December 30th.
Sure, but how likely are we given this amount to make sure that's going to happen? And the second thing is, these other programs in your second block, that $37 million, you say these are likely to have remaining funds. When will we have a clear picture of how much will be remaining of this $37
million? Well, I think with regard to the $37 million, Senator, I think what we've got here is a list of programs that, based on the trends that we're seeing in sometimes the underlying programs, for instance, the Housing Relief Program, we don't expect that those funds will be necessary given the deadlines. So that's a big part of this discussion is under the December 30th deadline, a lot of these programs just don't have enough time to expend all the resources given the sort of box that we're in.
With regard to
the $63 million, that's an amount that's already been swept back into the accounts and has been used in part for some of the programs that have been announced over the last week or two.
Great. So the $37 million that we don't expect will be expended because of the time constraints, that will have to be returned to the federal government. Is that correct?
No, sir. We would not expect to be returning any resources at this point. I think that there are some priority decisions that need to be made going forward over the next 60 days to meet some of the remaining demands on these resources, but again, within the context of being able to meet the December 30th deadline. So, it is our stated intention to not return any resources to the federal government to the extent that we can manage that.
Okay, but we would have to justify the expense as it relates to the CARES Act and justify the fact that the money would be spent by the 30th of December. Those are prerequisites, are they not?
Yes, sir. Yes, they are.
Okay. So of what's remaining, are you saying that the only thing we can look at in this conversation is the unallocated fund balance of approximately $1 million?
No. I'm saying it's a, when you add the 37 to the one, it's 38 million.
Okay. So we have the ability at this point in time to recommend a spend not to exceed $38 million in aggregate.
I think that that's, it might be 38.1 or 2 or, 37.8, something like that. But, yes, I would go with a 38 target.
Okay. Thank you.
Very good. Okay. I have Representative Hinch.
Thank you, Taylor. I think actually Lou just asked the question that I was going to ask, so I'm good. Thank you.
Very good. Representative Wallner.
Thank you. Do we know of any other outstanding obligations for this? It looks like you said, $38 million is available at this point. Are there any other obligations that the office is aware of? Things coming, for instance, from the legislature or coming from any of the executive departments that we need to be aware of before we look at this $38
million? Yes, Representative. So with the agency expenditure number, yes, there is a number associated with that. I would say we're still in final discussion with Homeland Security and how this balances against the FEMA amount that we have. But I think the other item outstanding, of course, is I believe at the last meeting, the board advised for a $30 million reserve fund on the education side. We have not yet received that formal recommendation, but to the extent that that's coming, that would also be part of the $38 million.
Thank you. Thank you there. Great.
Let's see. Any other questions? I'm not showing any on the screen. Is there anybody else on the phone that would like to ask a question?
Commissioner Caswell, this is Representative Hennessy.
Yes, Representative.
Thank you. Do you know if there is the possibility of additional second rounds of funding for things like the nonprofit fund and the sole proprietor fund, similar to the Main Street 2.0 fund?
At this point, I would say that those might be within the realm of the potential priorities that exist out there, as I mentioned earlier. But right now, we're not seeing any. We've swept some of the self funds. We're looking at the Main Street Relief Fund 2.0 that currently exists. That, as you know, that deadline is this coming Friday. So we'll have a sense at that point, what sort of resources will be demanded of that $100 million. So I would also point out that, I don't have a good guess right now as to whether we would use the full 100. But we'll know that probably sometime early next week or maybe a little beyond once we get a chance to review all these applications and sort of look at eligibilities and so on and see where those needs lie. So I would say within that fund is probably potential for discussions along those lines.
Thank you so much.
Any other questions out there? This is the only item that we have on the agenda. If not, we don't have any other questions. I did want to also discuss today when people are thinking we should have our next meeting, given this discussion and anything else sort of on the plate. We're kind of at the end of October here. We've met, I believe, three, maybe four times in October. So I would leave that out, maybe out to Senator Morse, if he had any thoughts on those on that subject.
I just raised my hand for that reason. The if I'm looking at this document right now, when we're talking about the month of December, November, the 15th is what day of the week? That's a Sunday. Should we shoot for, you'll have more information by the 15th? To, and what about the other accounts that, that you're basically saying out of the 63 and the 37 that they'll be allocated, will we have any more information on them by the 15th of November?
Yeah, I think on the 30, on the, with regard to the 37, we would potentially have a more exact number with regard to that. The other thing that we might have a sense on at that stage is the remainder under the Main Street Relief Fund 2.0, and sort of where we stand with the demand on that program. By the 15th, we would be able to have at least that, plus the, I would say also, sorry, the Municipal and County Reimbursement Fund should be ready to give an estimate on anything remaining there by the 15th of November.
And by the 15th of November, would we know where we stand? We've had a couple of requests. One was on Mascoma. One was on snowmobiles. And we weren't in agreement on the $30 million, but will we know where schools stand by then?
I would say with regard to the snowmobile fund, first and foremost, that is moving through process, and we do hope to have some conclusion on that very, very shortly. With regard to, what was the other one?
Mascoma.
Yeah, sorry, Senator, on the Mascoma, but we still haven't received a formal request from the advisory board on that. As soon as we have it, we'll move that through the system. And I guess I would also say that's the same with the education fund to the extent that that's forthcoming, or the reserve fund, I should say.
Okay. On the Mascoma one, is that my fault or Lou's fault?
I'm not here to assign fault, Senator. We'll be happy to educate it for whoever comes in.
I can't remember how we left, to be honest with you. They need that right away, so... I can take care of that today, and everybody's going to have to sign off. But,
All right. I'm showing two other hands, including Senator D'Alessandro. Senator, you have a question?
Before he gets started, can I just suggest that we use the 17th as the date if we don't have anything legislative on our calendar right now? Because it sounds like that will be the soonest we have all the information we need.
Mm-hmm. Yep. 17th at 1 p.m.?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll put that out there if anybody wants to talk about it.
So, if there's
Taylor,
no discussion,
Taylor, this is Dick. Oh,
go
sorry.
Right ahead, Dick. Go right ahead.
My apologies. I had my hand up and I didn't hear you start. I think Chuck was reading my mind. I had the 17th written down as well. I think that you know, by then we'll have the information relative to the November 15th reimbursement fund. And that seems like an appropriate date for us to gather again. So I'd be in favor of the 17th at 1 o'clock.
Okay. Well, we have that down. Is there any other discussion on the 17th at 1 o'clock, or does that pretty much work for everybody? Okay. I can assume that it does. Then I want to give Senator D'Alessandro one more opportunity. I don't know if there's a mute button or if he's not. Your question has been answered, but if you have something.
Am I available?
Okay,
just to get back to what Senator Moore said, and let's do a quick recap. We had voted on the 110 for the Mascoma situation, and Senator Moore was going to confer with HHS with what the situation would be through from January on with regard to how they could do advances on funds that were coming to them. I don't know, Chuck, if that's complete and we could put this request in, but I'm assuming that the 110 is needed, particularly for the months of October, November, and December. And the second part of it was the HHS situation. And I understand that you were talking to the commissioner of HHS and the governor's office to try to get that squared away. Is that the stumbling block at this point in time to concluding that transaction?
No, there's no stumbling block. First of all, the 110, I thought we already asked for it. Obviously,
yes.
They need a letter, and that's all set. I mean, as far as talking to the governor's office, they heard us, and they're prepared to do that. I was just asking why it hadn't happened, but I guess it's my fault. But in any case, I'll get that done today if everybody could sign off on it.
Great.
The $20,000 in talking to the governor's office, we're going to have to keep working with the commissioner on. It's going to be a decision based on, you know, we're still trying to get federal funds into some of the departments, and until, quite honestly, Washington accomplishes that, I don't think they're ready to commit to the $20,000. And I understand that. I mean, I think everybody on this call thought that there would be federal funds coming to New Hampshire by now. So without touching that subject, I don't really want to. They understand the $20,000. They're just not ready to commit to it. But that's not a bad thing. They understand what we need to do.
Right. Okay.
But
the one that means the 110 will flow.
I'll get that today. I guess I was supposed to write a letter, but in any case, I'll get it done today.
So. Great. Thank you. Okay.
Okay, if there's nothing else, then I think, you know, we'll just leave that there. We'll plan to meet on November 17th at 1 p.m. We remain, of course, available to anybody that has any questions as we go down the road here. And barring any of that, I think we can end the call.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, happy election day, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks, Luke.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks,
Chuck. Thank you.